Hello.
Hey, Tawny. Sarah from Spirit. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Have you had a chance to digest the fact that you won the largest Secret Sound piggy bank in history?
Yes. Still trying to do that, but yes.
First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. We are so excited.
Did your phone explode with text messages?
Yes, and not only that, but my friends are having the time of their lives with the fact that I was called Connie. So none of them will now call me my right name. They think it's hilarious. Yes, they just think it's really funny. I mean, I was getting text messages from neighbors that my new name is now Connie.
Tell me more about this friend that you're going to bless.
I have a girlfriend, and she happens to be my neighbor. We became really good friends for the last couple of years that she's lived with me. She has three kids, and she's a single mom by herself, and they just struggle a lot, and she helps me with my kiddo and stuff. So I just want to help and give back to her and do something that is like a blessing that she doesn't get to do.
Does she know this yet? Have you told her?
So not really. And I tried to avoid because I was at her house. I literally left from, you know, winning to pick up my kid from her house. And so I was letting him listen. And I kind of like just looked away as it said, like, I want to bless a friend. So that's all she heard. So I don't know that she knows that I mean her or not. And you know what? The funniest thing I told her, because as I won, she goes, you know what? She was like, I'm so happy for you. I like you, so I'm happy for you. And she kind of said it like a funny, smart aleck way. Like, you know, some people are like, oh man, I hate you for winning. She was like, I really like you, so I'm so happy that you won. And it was just a funny, sarcastic way. And I was like, little do you know, you're going to win too. Because
what do you think she specifically needs right now?
You know, that's a good question. And I've been trying to like decide what is the best way to do it and what I could give if like it's me helping do something for their Christmas or just giving it to her and saying, you do what you need to. Part of me is like, I don't want it to go toward bills because I want them to get something fun out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, like with the part that I'm keeping for me is going toward bills because it's practical. I'm a single mom. I get it. That's practical. So I've just been trying to decide what is best to do. Part of it also outside of giving to her or paying my bills, I'm going to like take her on a little weekend. Like we can go spend the night somewhere and kind of just do like a girl's thing because it's another thing. She doesn't get away. She doesn't get to do anything for herself ever.
Well, she will now, thanks to you.
I love that. I think that's amazing. And I just want to be very, like, I've been blessed. I have so many people in my life that help when I need help or just, you know, are willing and are there and supportive of me that it is huge to pass that on and to share that with other people because people just don't get it until they get to feel it.
It's so true. You know, another thing I love that you did, you videotaped your son's reaction. That's how you told him that you won. We have it posted on our Spirit 105.3 Facebook page.
So yeah, he's been so certain since I first started calling and I told him on the way home one day, I was like, you know, baby mommy's trying to win this. Listen to this sound, you know, so excited. So he's been, and my girlfriend that I am one blessed with Summit, she is the one that helps watch him. And she has said every day he has told her, my mom's winning this contest. She has to get through. It's really hard for you, but she's going to win it. Like he has been just certain. There is no doubt in his mind. I was winning this.
It's just incredible.
It is. I cried all the way home yesterday. Like I was in my car when I called and I was just, tears were running down my face. My whole body was shaking. Like and I don't know how, like if you heard me say, I had another guest. The entire time, the past 3 weeks of me trying to get through, I was very stuck on a certain guest. And yesterday morning, something made me like, I was like, watch that video close. Because I thought it was a pop can on a table. I said, if you do not see a pop can in that video anywhere, you need, like, there is something is not right. So something made me feel that way. And like I told him on there, I literally was pausing it every 5 seconds. I was reviewing every inch of that video. And then that globe just stood out to me. I just something upon me. And then I was calling my mom yesterday to tell her because she's been so excited. And we've talked about it too. She listens and tries to get her husband to call in. And I was like, Mom, I have been praying all week, like praying, just let me get through and give me my guess. And I haven't got through. And it's just, you know, like it's a bummer, but I'm like, other people are getting through. There's a reason. But like the reason was I didn't have the right answer. I didn't. So there was a reason I wasn't getting through, and something had to change my heart and my mind on what it was. And once I had it, like I got through, and I'm when he picked up the phone alone, like everything in me before I even got to give my guess, I just couldn't even believe it. It was so unreal.
This was so meant to be.
I agree. I feel that way. And I feel like there, and my reason is that I want to share it. That is something that I am passionate about. And that it's not just for me. I didn't win it just for me. I didn't. Somebody said, take your son to Disneyland. I didn't win it for Disneyland. That wasn't the purpose of it. I take a piece of paper and I write down, like, this is why I want to win this thing. And this is my plan for it. And like, I literally like pray on it. I'm like, this is my plan. And I promise this is what I'm going to do for it if this is what you see right. And it's what was right. And those are the three items between the bill that I had, her, and my kiddo wanting a laptop. Those were the three things that I have prayed on. And I agreed to those. And now that is exactly where the money's going.